In the last set of lessons, we looked at what the Bible says about heaven. Today, we began a study of what the Bible says about eternal punishment in hell. And we're going to go directly to the Bible to read some important passages on this topic. Most of these verses will come from the book of Matthew, and so let's turn immediately to the book of Matthew, and we're going to start in Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3, and we're going to begin reading in verse 10. Now, some of these verses will have the word hell in them. Some of the verses will have other descriptions about this same topic. In Matthew 3, verses 10 through 12, you don't find the specific word hell, but you do find that this talks about this eternal punishment. In Matthew 3, beginning in verse 10, John the Baptist said, "And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which brings not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire." Now let's keep reading in verse 11. "I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." What does it mean to be baptized? Well, it means to be overwhelmed, surrounded, immersed, submerged in some element. And the final element here is fire. The baptism of fire is eternal punishment in hell. John the Baptist continues in verse 12, saying, "Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." Now then, let's turn to Matthew chapter 5. In Matthew chapter 5, in verse 22, Jesus is speaking here. And in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5, verse 22, Jesus said, "But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire." Here we find this word, Gehenna, which goes back to a place in the Old Testament called the Valley of the Son of Hinnom. You read about that in 2 Kings. You read about that in Joshua 15. You read about it in Jeremiah 7 and also in Jeremiah 19 and in other places in the book of Jeremiah. This was a place where idols were worshipped and human sacrifices were offered in flames that were ignited and built in honor to these false gods. So some of the Jews went so far in their idol worship as to burn their own sons and daughters as sacrifices to these false gods. Now, this is the place in Old Testament history then that becomes a symbol of punishment after this life, punishment after death. And that's why you'll find sometimes footnotes or marginal notes in your Bible that say something about the word Gehenna here, and that literally means the land of Hinnom, or the earth, the valley of Hinnom, and that goes back to that Old Testament history. But the main point, of course, here is that Jesus is saying that if we have contempt and spite and such pride in our heart that we have absolutely nothing but contempt for our fellow man, we're in danger of hellfire. Now let's look down at verse 29 and 30 of this same chapter, Matthew 5, 29 and 30. We're talking about what the Bible says about eternal punishment in hell. In verse 29, Jesus said, "And if your right eye offends you, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell." Jesus is using some figures here. The figure of cutting off your right hand or plucking out your right eye. These are valuable. These are needed. Jesus is saying whatever the spiritual sacrifice is that you have to make. No sacrifice is too big when it comes to avoiding hell so that we can go to heaven. Jesus is saying whatever you have to give up. And we're talking about sin. We're talking about something that is not right. whatever you have to give it up rather than spend eternity in hell. Well, let's look next at Matthew chapter 8, the book of Matthew chapter 8, and we're going to read verses 11 and 12. Now, we don't find the word hell in this passage. We don't even find anything about fire or flames in this passage. But we do learn something about what eternal punishment is about. So let's read Matthew 8, beginning in verse 11. Jesus said, "And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." First of all, Jesus said that being lost for all of eternity in hell means that you're in a place of outer darkness. One of the most helpless and insecure feelings that we can have is to be in pitch black where we don't know what's in front of us. We don't know what's around us. That really unsettles us. It's a very uncomfortable feeling. And the Bible says that hell is that kind of place, not just for a little while. You see, sometimes we're in situations where we're in the dark for a while, and it's an uncomfortable feeling. But imagine what it would be like to be in a place where there is never any light. Well, that's what Jesus says hell is like. And he says there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That is the grinding, the clenching of teeth because of the pain and the misery that is there. Let's turn next to Matthew chapter 10, the book of Matthew chapter 10, and we're going to look again at what Jesus says. In Matthew 10, verse 28, Jesus said, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Jesus is talking to his disciples before he sent them out on the limited commission, and he warned them that they would be in danger. He warned them about persecution. And he said, "Don't be afraid of men. Don't fear men, because although they can kill the body, there's nothing else that they can do. They cannot harm your soul. They cannot hurt your soul. Only you can do that when you allow the devil to do so." And so he says, don't be afraid of the ones that are able to kill the body. Be afraid of the one who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. And that, of course, is God Almighty. Now, you may have a question about the word destroy here. Why does the Bible use the word destroy when it talks about punishment in hell? And we're going to deal with that a little bit later in this series where we're talking about eternal punishment. But for now, we're going to keep going through the book of Matthew and into some other verses in the New Testament. We're going to go next to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, we'll begin reading in verse 41, where Jesus is explaining the parable of the tares. And in Matthew 13, verse 41, Jesus said, "The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth." Notice the words, furnace of fire. Now skip down to Matthew chapter 13, and I want you to notice what the Bible says in verse 49 and 50. "So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth." Let's turn next to Matthew chapter 18, the book of Matthew chapter 18, and we're going to look at verses 8 and 9. This is very similar to what we read in the Sermon on the Mount, so we'll look at this passage and not really make any extensive comment about it. But I want us to notice again the word hell here and what the Bible says about everlasting fire in Matthew 18, beginning in verse 8. "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye, rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire." Now then, let's turn to Matthew chapter 23, verse 33. Matthew 23, verse 33. Jesus here is rebuking the scribes and the Pharisees of his day because of their hypocrisy and because of their false religion. In Matthew 23, verse 33, Jesus said to them, "Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell?" Now then, let's turn to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25, and we're looking at the great judgment scene that Jesus gives in this chapter. Matthew 25, and we're going to look at verse 41 to see what is going to happen at the judgment day and what is going to be said at the judgment day to those who are lost. In Matthew 25, verse 41, the Bible says, "Then shall he also say unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." We find that here Jesus says that eternal punishment is everlasting fire. It's a fire that never goes out. It's a fire that never ends. And also we find that everlasting fire, which is hell, was originally prepared for the devil and his angels. But because people follow the ways of the devil, there are going to be many people who go there with him. In verse 46, Matthew 25, verse 46, the Bible says, "And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal." Next, we turn to Mark chapter 9, the book of Mark chapter 9, and we find some figures here that are similar to what we've read, but at the same time, there's a new illustration that Jesus introduces here. In Mark chapter 9, beginning in verse 43, Jesus said, "And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched." Now you find that he repeats those words again in verse 45 and 46, and then again in verse 47 and 48. He says that this fire will never be quenched, and he says, "Their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched." Now, what does he mean by the figure that their worm dies not? He's talking about worms that feed off of dead bodies. And if a worm that feeds off of a dead body never dies, that means that it will feed off of something that will always be there. That's the figure. The idea is that this suffering will go on forever and forever. Now then, let's read 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, and we're going to look at some words in verses 7 through 9. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9, talks about the time when Jesus will be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Notice that the Bible says that Jesus will come in flaming fire, and these people who know not God and obey not the gospel will be punished with everlasting destruction. Now, the final passage is Jude 13. Jude 13 says that those who are lost will be like raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. These are verses that God gives us to study about life after death and about eternal punishment in hell, and we need to take these verses seriously.